Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Be Simply. This is She, and I want to thank you for connecting in this moment. Today we're focusing on self-love. We're actually going to dive into self and how to nourish self simply and effortlessly in your daily flow. So as many of you that might listen to me on a regular basis might know how much I love silence and am an advocate for meditation. In my own personal vantage of this world system is that, and the universe, that's the way to connect to knowing yourself and finding your center and knowing how you want to walk through every situation. And if we don't take that time to be still, we can get caught up in the swirl of a lot of different energies, our own and others, and that can distract us, it can pull us out of balance, and lead us to allowing negative thoughts and emotions consume our heart and mind. So what this segment will do is we're going to take us through a series of nourishment and simple ways that we can nourish ourselves daily without having to start a new regimen or routine. Yes, they're practices, so wherever you might feel inclined, start there and then get to know it for a while. Take some time. Often in our Western culture, we're so quick to move to trends and move to flows of things, and we don't take the time to get to know it. Similarly, if we took the time to get to know ourselves, we might have a better idea about how we want to create our life and who we want to spend it with. And sometimes we're just seeking out an idealism or a story or a concept that we don't get time to know. So I can give you the example of when I re-intersected living tea in this lifetime, because it's definitely a memory from another place and time, that I didn't rush ahead. One, because I definitely had this deep connection already with it. The same with yoga. Already spent many lifetimes as a yogi. So rather than run off and just in elation and speaking from the mountaintop about it, you can do that. But why not spend the time getting to know it and understanding how you're to relate to it this time around? Or if it's new and you're really excited about it, why not take some time to get to know it rather than consuming it and then tossing it out? So that example of tea and yoga in this lifetime has been a very mindful interaction and a slow interaction and engaging and disengaging and engaging and disengaging, so that I could understand how I want to relate to it and how it's meant to really help me in my daily life and others as I offer both those things to them. So with how this relates to self-nourishment is that if we take this time to get to know these things that might assist us and not rush and really push really hard to start something new. Right now we have a lot of trends and fads towards cleansing, doing cleanses. However, if we're not mindful with these cleanses, they can create erratic behaviors in our emotional subset, our biological subset, and our entire world system, because we're going into one extreme into another. Cleanses are great if you hold them properly and you understand what's all involved. However, it's a huge life-shifting experience if done in the right set, and that is really important to know that maybe it's not such an extreme thing. Maybe it's done subtly and mindfully on a daily basis versus going through an extreme process. Sometimes that's needed to get back into wellness, and I highly recommend exploring that if you need to come back into wellness, doing that and then mindfully doing it, because you need to be supported in a special way so that you're not sent off into one extreme or another. So as we wrap it all back up into self-nourishment, these tools today are something just that you can do on a daily basis to check in and make sure that you even though you might be a little to the right or a little to the left, that's okay. But you know that you're not too far off in one direction and you can get back to center. Because if we do get too far off to the left or the right, within our own ecosystem, it's a lot more difficult to get back to that center point. It might feel really arduous, and that's where you might want some extra support if you're too far off. So why we'd want to nourish ourselves, one is to maintain balance within your entire life, and two is to deepen your understanding of yourself. The more that you spend looking in and understanding your energetic being, remembering that you're only come in and out of this life with self, that energetic inner sense of your being, that no one else is with you. So understanding that essence is, in my opinion, one of the most crucial things and beneficial things that you can do for yourself and others, is really getting to know what that is about, so that you can walk out into your daily life and really have a complete knowing of where you're headed, or willingness to explore that aspect of yourself. Then also you expand beyond what you think you know. So in one moment you might meet yourself and see yourself one way, and then as you move on and deepen that love and adoration and knowing for self, some of the things that you've held on and clung to will disappear, and then you'll have a different understanding and worldview and universal view of yourself. In addition, these daily nourishing or check-ins is a way to have proactive wellness. So instead of running really hard and not taking care of yourself, you have this time to really check in and say, what does my body need? Ooh, I'm not feeling so well. And you can connect that way to say, oh, maybe I need to eat a little differently today, even though I might be inclined to go this way. I really need to, you know, maybe step it back a little bit and bring it into harmony, or rest more, or be physically active. So these are a couple reasons why that nourishment is so important. But again, it doesn't have to be so overt. If you continually are in this check-in process, then you'll know what's needed, and you can bring yourself in alignment with your seasons, with your flow, and with the ecosystem around you. So the first simple nourishing step is to breathe. So we're going to listen to a 9-minute segment, and that breath can be our mantra for meditation. We're going to listen to Alec Bridges' Refuge. As you listen to it, he is a Vipassana advocate and practitioner. As you listen to this, just follow the breath and imagining clearing your heart and your mind. So when you clear that heart and mind, you're welcoming to clear that debris with the breath, clearing the voice. When we clear our heart and our emotional center, our voice clears up, is more aligned in integrity, and then clearing the mind. And just having that nice circular breath, bringing it in and out, and just releasing that energy as you flow, and see what arrives at that segment. So again, breathe in and out. Again, deep breath in and out. Good. And continue to breathe, and use this time to just reboot. You have 9 minutes to just connect to you. This is the simplest and most beautiful way to nourish self. And when we come back, we'll dive in a little deeper. Thank you. and just bringing your awareness back to here, breathing in and out, and taking a moment just to be present with how you feel now by taking the time just to be still and breathe. These aspects of connecting to self and remembering self is a beautiful way to nourish yourself daily. So that's step one, just breathing in and out. Step two would be take some time to just be with a cup of tea or still in a moment with a book and allow yourself that time. And a real beautiful time of day to do that is when you first wake up. If you take the time to just allow yourself to ease into your day, if you're inspired, do some breath work and meditation, and then have a nice bowl of tea or some morning warm beverage that feels good. Water and lemon are really nourishing to the body, get the system going. And then if you're inclined, connect with your intellect at that time. That's when the mind is fresh. So reading and digesting material at that time is a good time of day to do your studies. So for many of you out there that might be in a program studying, if you can actually go to bed and then get up and address your studies, then you'll retain more, it'll be fresh in your mind, you'll be fresh and you'll be good to go. It's a beautiful practice to see how that resides with you. So that is step number two, is just a little pause for yourself to nourish your mind, to nourish your body with a warm beverage, as I mentioned, tea or warm water with lemon is a great way to get the digestive tract going. And then moving into some movement for the day. That can be yoga, that can be running, fitness, anything like that. That's another great way to nourish yourself on a daily basis. And if you don't have space for all this every day, then pick and choose when you're going to do this and create that consistent flow, that pattern for yourself. So again, you can breathe for 10 minutes in the morning, in the evening, anytime during the day that you need a pause. Taking that pause in the morning with a warm cup of water or tea, and taking some time to read something that will benefit your mind, to engage the mind in both the right and left hemispheres. So while you think about that, if you can contemplate if you're wanting to do that, what I would love you to do is think about motion and movement. And so these first few activities are feeding and nourishing the yin energy, that repose, that pause, that breath, listening. And then we also need to nourish that yang energy, the movement. So as we do this, we are going to connect with a little movement. And if you're inspired during this segment, allow yourself to get up and move and see what happens. We are going to listen to a little bit of Here to Here, Dance of Liberation. And as you connect to the aspect of dancing and movement, think in your mind's eye, if you're inspired, dance, move, but also think about how you would like to move forward in your life in activity, in that yang energy, whether it's walking, running, swimming, dancing, playing, whatever it might be. Just think about that, and then when we come back, we'll move forward into a few more steps as how we can nourish ourselves on a daily basis.
Never the one who enjoyed being possessed by life's heartbeat. I was too busy being afraid and clinging to my seat. Oh,
I've been somewhere, I just got up and I'm not coming down. I'm not coming down. And now I dance, dance, dance. With a heart dancing to let it fall. Control to a screen, then the airway I dance.
In our daily lives, and as I said, it can be as simple as just walking around the block, taking the time to get into movement, especially necessary right now when we all are interacting with computer devices where they tend to hold us into a more sedentary position for longer than we might have not had done in the past normally. So even for kids that would go out and play, they're more inclined to sit in front of their computers and not go out in that free play. So take the time to move, and that can also, that exercise could also be in making music, which is another beautiful way to engage the yawn. So movement is one. So we have both energy fields in us, yin and yang, and if we're daily nourishing both of those, and if we notice in Ayurveda, they'll break down the three doshas, and if those are our five elements in Chinese medicine. If we aren't nourishing all those elements, then we can become out of balance. So the same with the yin and the yang. If you're only fostering one energy field and not the other, then you're not going to be in balance. So if you think you can't learn math because you're not linear, or you're not analytical, or you just can't figure it out, remember, go for it. Exercise that part of the brain. It may feel like, whoa. But again, that's that balance, because if you're too far to the right or too far to the left, and that feels like you're getting wheels cranking again, or for the first time, really think about it, and then think about your gateway into how that side of the brain works, and maybe there's an area of interest that will allow you to engage with it in a way that's a little bit easier to digest than just doing algebraic equations. So there are many fun ways to engage both hemispheres. So movement, and then eating. So to bring mindfulness, you're going to bring a little bit of yin and yang into the eating, because the food is from Mother Earth. If you're eating primarily fruits and vegetables, if you're eating the animal species that's available to us also, that's from Mother Earth. Either way, this mindfulness that you bring into the moment is really a beautiful way to nourish self, check in what you need on a daily basis, and really listen. Listen to if food seems as if it's good for you or if you're wanting it for other reasons, and be honest with yourself. So a simple way to keep yourself in balance and nourished is just to bring some mindfulness to your eating and what you're putting into your body, and check in with the physical body and see what it's feeling and looking like. The third thing that you can do on a daily basis is Abhyanga, self-massage. This is an Ayurvedic practice. And what this does is, touch is so important, and especially in the West, we're not as a touchy-feely society as different places in the world. And there's even less touchy societies in different parts of the world, too. So you can provide this for yourself. And what happens when you do this therapeutic touch is that the skin releases a pharmacy of healing chemicals that can have health-promoting effects on your physiology. In addition, you'll feel good, and regular massage and loving touch detoxifies the body's tissue, increasing your circulation, calms the mind, and enhances your immune function. So oftentimes we may just focus on one area. To point out a couple things, that your feet are your computer chip, your hard drive, your entire electric system, and there's a reason for that, because you walk, and you walk on the earth. We have an electromagnetic relationship with the earth. We get a charge from the earth, so if you can, walk barefoot. As this leads into the Abhyanga, is that remember to nourish these areas, especially the feet, to take the time to love them up a little bit, and then nourish the areas that you don't pay attention to or remember, like your elbow. Have you been paying attention to that elbow? So the deep healing that comes from this practice also activates your inner pharmacy, meaning that your pharmacology that's designed to regenerate and assist you, and this Abhyanga will also assist in slowing down the aging process. These techniques can be gentle or vigorous, and in Ayurveda, the massage brushstrokes are really long and fluid, and then there's intense brushing motion, again, to generate stimulation. So if you're a little bit more sedentary and you haven't been moving as much, take some time to do this Abhyanga. There's a link below to Banyan Botanicals. They have Ayurvedic. You can take a dosha quiz, and you can get a oil blend that feels in harmony to you. The Chopra Center also has Ayurvedic blends that are yummy too, and their names on the front just give it away as to what you need. If you're needing a little bit of invigoration or calming or cooling, you can pick it by just simply by that. Go again with what you listen. So this Abhyanga, you really want to massage the entire body. You can bring some vigorous motions to the arms, circular motions to the shoulders and the elbows. Feel into it, your back and your neck. Learn how to reach all these areas. You can place this oil on your entire body and your scalp. So again, don't be afraid to get this in your system. And if you can, leave the oil on you. You can do this before or after showering. Some people don't like to have all that extra oil on them, especially if you tend to be more dry, your intestines, your bowels. The daily massage will help, because the skin is the largest organ of our body. So when it absorbs that oil, it helps the inner system, again, activating that inner pharmacology. So just to recap here, how we can bring ourselves simply into balance, and we'll break it down really simple, is, one, you could start your day with some just simple breath work, meditation, warm water, tea, living tea or organic tea, or some lemon, and then read and contemplate. Get up an hour earlier, ease into your day, and allow yourself to have this meditative space, some breath, some tea, some reading. You do 20-20-20, and then before you know it, you're really alert and ready to move forward into your day. At that point, you could do your Abhyanga, you could connect with your oils before you get in the shower or after. If you don't want to have all that oil on you, you can save this practice for later on in the day. So in the evening, if you don't have time in the morning, do your exercise as the sun is setting and you're going into that yin time. This will release the energy you've stored, stress, anything that you've collected during the day. Use that movement all day long. Bring awareness into your eating. Again, maybe make your largest meal towards the middle of the day and then taper it off. Just do it like a nice bell curve. Slowly entering the eating practice, eat, and then taper it off. So as you go into the nighttime, evening, that your body can regenerate. This is the time when we want to give our organs a rest. Oftentimes in big, vibrant cities, eating will be pushed off to later in the evening. Even if you want to go out and enjoy that, maybe just have warm cups of tea, things that are more digestive, easy to digest, a light little appetizer versus a full meal. Will help you. And yeah, sometimes when in Rome, indulge, but then know how to bring yourself in balance the next day. Then you could do your massage, your Abhyanga in the evening, oil up, put socks on, cover yourself up, cover your head up, and allow those oils to soak in. Be really beautiful and therapeutic. And then finally, to bring it all together is create and sacredness. If you can bring an opportunity for you to create, you're going to use both right and left hemispheres if you're creating in a way that's engaging both, and bring sacredness in, meaning bring mindfulness, gratitude, reverence into every aspect of your day. When you do this, this will shift how you're approaching people, how you're approaching environments. You will have much more mindfulness, humility, and graciousness with yourself and others. These simple acts, it sounds like a lot, but it's really not, because I've just given you a yin practice for the morning that can just max take up an hour, and then you can expand it as you want. Eating, you're going to be doing all day. Just create that curve. Listen to the body. Movement, simple practice in the evening. Again, you could have that be another 20 minutes, maybe another 20 minutes of breath work, and then just a nice 20-minute Abhyanga for yourself a day. So 2 one-hour practices is a simple way to check in, keep yourself in balance. And remember, if you're in contact with your body, your mind, and your spirit on a daily basis, you're going to be really clear as to where you're at. And you're not going to get sucked into other vortexes of people's stuff as easily, because you're going to be aware of what's going on for you and when it's pulling you away from your true center. So there you go. This is a simple way we can nourish ourselves day in and day out. If you're inspired and or having questions and want to go a little bit deeper, please feel free to reach out to me at SuzanneToro@gmail.com. In the upcoming season, we're going to be having some opportunities to explore some really intimate retreat nourishing spaces with me, if you're inspired to activate and connect to your full cycle within each day, from dreaming to waking state. So stay tuned. In the meantime, again, feel free to reach out with any questions you might have. And we are going to remind ourselves that we're the only ones that impose or block ourselves, so there's no reason that we have to have any fear or hold ourselves back. We can approach every moment with an open heart and explorer's mind and a sense of an adventure. And when we do that, life is so full and rich, no matter what situation we're walking through, because we are in harmony with how we are to show up and serve in that moment. Until next time, this is She signing out with a deep bow, a full heart, and a namaste. Be simply. Thank you.
magic of music enfolds intention, centuries of knowledge, layers of experience. Inside us, as imprints triggered by lyric, wrapped in words the way a spider wraps flies in gossamer. We are both the spider and the fly, imprisoned and free.